Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come on and break bread before you every Saturday morning. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn On The Light Broadcast. Turn On The Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. It comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And they're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, and the senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and worship service starts at 10 a.m. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. They have Bible studies every Wednesday. At Wednesday noon, you can actually call in this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. And they also have Bible studies at their location, Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. Comingtothelight.org. Well, I thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
With our arms open wide.
Hallelujah. Spirit, fall down. We need your spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, fill this earth. We need the presence of God right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Fill us, Lord. Give us a refreshing, Father, so that they see none of us but all of you, God. Help us to walk right. Help us to talk right. Help us to act right. Help us to live right. Help us to do right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for glory. If there's any time that we need it, Holy Spirit is right now. Glory to God. Well, thank you once again for calling in. We're going to get into the word, amen. I'm going to be coming out of the book of 1 John. 1 John, the second chapter. That's before you get to Revelation. 1 John, the second chapter, starting at verse 18. And it reads, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. The title of the message this morning is The Spirit of Truth versus the Spirit of Error. The Spirit of Truth versus the spirit of error. Let us pray. Father, thank you once again, Lord, for waking us up this morning to see another day that you have made, God. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come before you once again into your presence, to sit at your feet, Father, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, to hear your heartbeat, God, to receive what you will have to say to us, to equip us, to build us up, to encourage us, to make us ready, God, to prepare us to go into this world and do what you called us to do. Thank you for your word, Father. Your word that heals, your word that saves, your word that delivers, your word that sets free those who are captive and bound in the world of sin. Thank you for your son, Jesus, Father, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins. Hallelujah. And thank you, Father, for allowing him to go to hell for us and to take the keys of Satan. Thank you for raising him up with all power, God, and receiving him into heaven with his precious blood. And thank you, Father, for Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our teacher. Hallelujah. And thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Jehovah Nisi, our banner, Jehovah Jireh, our supplier, Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness, Jehovah Roi, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who's there. For you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father. Jehovah Emkadesh, our sanctifier. Thank you, Father, for choosing us. Thank you for considering us, Father. And thank you for calling us your own. Now, Father, as we receive your word, we thank you that Satan is bound in the name of Jesus, and that your word will go freely. I decrease that you may increase, Father. Speak your words through my mouth. Use me for your glory, God. None of me and all of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. The spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. Verse 18, it mentioned the word antichrist. Antichrist. Some people say antichrist. Antichrist. Antichrist is one who denies or opposes Christ. Specifically, a great antagonist expected to fill the world with wickedness, but to be conquered forever by Christ at his second coming. Now, this second coming speaks of when he comes back with those who have been raptured up with him. The second coming, when he comes to defeat Satan. Glory to God. Antichrist is a false Christ. Antichrist describes a particular individual or a group of people who oppose God and his purpose. That's the description of Antichrist. We have the Antichrist spirit running rampant today. The spirit that opposes God and his purpose. A spirit that denies Christ. A spirit that antagonizes. An antagonist is one that contends with or opposes another adversary or opponent. Glory to God. When I think about someone who contends with another, thinking about boxing, you have one who is introduced as the champion, and his contender is the one who is opposing him, the one who is his adversary, his opponent. But notice I said that the first one that's introduced is the champion. So he already has the victory. Glory to God. Adversary. An adversary is anyone who contends with, opposes, or resists. Anyone who contends with, opposes, or resists. Another word for adversary is enemy. That's who the adversary is, enemy. Let's turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, 5th chapter. Starting at verse 8. And it reads, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, that's who the adversary is. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, said as a roaring lion, he's not a lion, but he goes around as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. See, if we really knew who Satan really is, as some people say, is the bark or the roar is louder than what they actually are. Try to put fear in. Says, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. That's the only way he can be resisted. In the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So we can't have this why me mentality or I'm the only one. No, there are many people who are being afflicted, who are being tormented, who are being antagonized by Satan, the adversary, the devil, the enemy. Verse 10 says, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, he have suffered a while. Make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So I wanted to point out who the adversary is, who our contender is, who the opposer is, the one who is resisting God and his purpose, our opponent, Satan, the adversary. Now let's go to St. John 16:33, talking about the spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. St. John this time, not 1 John, 16th chapter, verse 33. And it reads, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. So if you have no peace, you have to ask yourself, where are you? Because if you're in Christ, this is Jesus speaking, it's in red. He said, in me ye might have peace. But in the world ye shall have tribulation. Tribulation comes with being in the world. But be of good cheer. Glory to God. I have overcome the world. Jesus sounds like he's the champion. Glory to God. He said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That means already. Glory to God. Let me read that in the Message Bible. Verse 33. And it reads, I told you all this so that trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties. It comes with it. It comes with being in this godless world. But take heart, I conquered the world. Glory to God. Said overcome in the King James Version. It said conquered in the Message. Now, let's look at it in the Amplified Bible. Verse 33, it says, I have told you these things so that in me ye may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distresses and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Take courage. You got to take it. Be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Glory to God. We already have the victory. So when trials and tribulations, when they come, We should rejoice, glory to God, because we know that we already have the victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anything or anybody that comes against, opposes, resists, or contends with peace, but not just peace, we just read it where it said perfect peace, is Antichrist. Anything or anybody that comes against, opposes, resists, or contends with peace, with a perfect peace, is Antichrist. Let's go to Isaiah 26 chapter, verse 3. And it reads, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Last week we mentioned that Joshua said that I will meditate on his word day and night. So this says that for those whose mind is stayed on him, he will keep them in perfect peace because they trusted in him. Remember, I mentioned the ETH at the end of the word. ETH means continuously. Trusted, continues to trust him. I did a message entitled The Place of Peace some time ago. And the word peace I use as an acronym, the letters P-E-A-C-E. The P stands for position, and the E stands for established, and the A alongside, the C Christ, and the E eternally. The place of peace, the place of position established alongside Christ eternally. That's the place of peace. Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians 1. The spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. So anything that comes against, opposes, resists, or contends with our position established alongside Christ eternally is Antichrist. So the question is, whatever we're listening to, is it contending with our peace? Is it contending with our peace? Ephesians 1, excuse me, starting at verse 3, and it reads, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I want us to focus on the two letters, I-N. In. I'm gonna read that again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. That's where our spiritual blessings are, in heavenly places in Christ. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus to himself. Now, I'm going to read this one again, but I want us to focus on the word by. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. I wanted us to focus on the word by when it says by Christ Jesus. By means to be close at hand, to be near, to be at or to another's home. Glory to God. Aside. When I mentioned position established alongside Christ eternally. Alongside means along the side of, in parallel position. That's where we are, in parallel position, at the side, close by, beside. So when I read, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children near Jesus, at Jesus' home, alongside of Jesus, in parallel position with Jesus, at the side of Jesus, beside Jesus. Now let's continue. Let's go to verse 15. And it reads, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. We have an inheritance. Now let's look at our inheritance. Verse 19 says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? Here it is. According to the working of his mighty power. Verse 20, which he wrought in Christ. In Christ. Now remember, we're in Christ. We're at close hand. We're near him. We're alongside him in parallel position beside him, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, and every name that is named. What's the name? There's a name that's greater. Glory to God. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And have put all things under his feet. We're talking about Jesus now. And because we're in Christ, because we're alongside Christ, because we're in parallel position with Christ, it says, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Well, who is the church? Verse 23 says, which is his body. The church is his body. So where Jesus is, where the head, who is Jesus is, the body is right there with him. Glory to God. Verse 22, I'm going to read it again. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. I said we already have the victory. Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And if we're in Christ, guess who else? Has already overcome the world. Guess who else who has already conquered the world? Guess who else who has already defeated the world? Glory to God. The spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. Now let's go back to our base passage. Verse 20, we go on to 1 John, back to 1 John, 2nd chapter. Go read verse 20. And it reads, glory to God. Verse 20 says, but ye have an option from the Holy One, and he know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. No lie is of the truth. Verse 26 reads, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. We have to understand what spirit is putting out information. We have to understand what spirit is putting out information. Either it's words of faith or words of fear. That's the difference. Either it's words of faith or words of fear. To seduce you. That's trickery. That's That's witchcraft. That's deception. Verse 27 says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Ye shall abide in him. Now, the two words that I want us to focus on is the word unction in verse 20. It says, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. And the other one is anointing. In verse 27, it says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. So we have an unction and we have the anointing. What is that? Let's go to Acts 10 chapter. Acts 10, verse 38. And it reads, actually, I'm going to start at verse 36. Acts 10, verse 36. Says the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace. That's the key. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel. So the word of God preaches peace. Says preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That word I say ye know. So the preaching of peace, the message of peace, position established alongside Christ eternally. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. 38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. We spoke about good works last week, acts of obedience, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's the anointing. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. That's the definition of anointing. God was with him. Let's go to St. John 14 chapter. St. John 14. The spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. Starting at verse 15, and it reads, if ye love me, keep my commandment. Glory to God. That right there preach all by itself. If ye love me, this is Jesus speaking, keep my commandments. He asked them a question. How can you say you love me? How can you call me Lord and not do what I say? So if ye love me, keep my commandments. and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The word comforter is capitalized, capital C, comforter. Then he describes the comforter, that he called a comforter, a he, that he may abide with you forever. So who is this comforter? Verse 17 says, even the Spirit of truth, that's who the comforter is, whom this world cannot receive. The world cannot receive the Spirit of truth because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Verse 26, it reads, but the comforter, the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. Glory to God. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. So because this peace that I've given you, he says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye will rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I. Listen to that again. He says, my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it has come to pass, ye might believe. Not if, but when. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world, who is Satan, the prince of this world coming, and hath nothing in me. The prince of this world, who is Satan, has nothing in Christ. He's the father of lies. And the Bible says that the truth is not in him. No truth is in Satan. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. So he's given us the commandment, act of obedience, to do good works. Then he ended it by saying, arise, let us go hence. So he's with us. He's in us. It's not us who's doing the work, but he's doing it through us. Glory to God. Now let's go back to 1 John. 1 John, the fourth chapter. We're going to close this out now. The Spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. 1 John, fourth chapter, starting at verse 1, says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. The spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of opposition, the spirit that contends or opposes God and his purpose is already in the world. Verse 4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. You hear? Says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, and have already. Because greater, remember the word greater, Jesus said, the Father is greater than I. Says, because greater is he that is in you, glory to God, than he that is in the world. Remember, the prince of the world is Satan. So greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. We are God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. That's where the title came from. The spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There's a difference. That's how we know the difference. Because anything that comes against our peace, anything that comes against God and his purpose is the spirit of error. Now, I'm going to read that in the Message translation. 1 John, 4th chapter, starting at verse 1. And it reads, my dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Glory to God. That should be, I think I'm going to post that on Facebook today. My dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. Ooh. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. There are a lot of lying preachers loose in the world. Here's how you test the genuine Spirit of God. Everyone who confesses openly his faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came as an actual flesh and blood person, comes from God and belongs to God. And everyone who refuses to confess faith in Jesus has nothing in common with God. This is the spirit of Antichrist that you heard was coming. Well, here it is, sooner than we thought. My dear children, you come from God and belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers For the spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. For the spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. These people belong to the Christ. These people belong to the Christ-denying world. They talk the world's language, and the world eats it up. But we come from God and belong to God. Anyone who knows God understands us and listens. The person who has nothing to do with God will, of course, not listen to us. This is another test for telling the spirit of truth from the spirit of deception. The spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. We have the greater one in us. We have already overcome. We have already conquered. We have already defeated everything in the world. So be careful what you hear. Weigh it against the word of God. Does it support the truth or is it a lie? This is the truth. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. This is the truth. By Jesus' stripes, we were healed. This is the truth. I have overcome the world. The spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our teacher. Thank you for your anointing, Father. And thank you, Father, for giving us the spirit of discernment, for we will not believe everything we hear. But we will try the spirit. We will test the spirits to see if it's from you. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. Love you. Talk to you next week. God bless you. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. Walk in your victory. Walk in your victory. You're champions, victorious, overcomers. Glory to God.